I was silent for a while. What did you expect her to do when you left her? She could have gone back to Strover, he said irritably. He was ready to take her. You're inhuman, I answered. It's as useless to talk to you about these things as to describe colours to a man who was born blind. He stopped in front of my chair and stood looking down at me with an expression in which I read a contemptuous amazement. Do you really care a tuppenny damn if Blanche Strover is alive or dead? I thought over his question, for I wanted to answer it truthfully, at all events, to my soul. It may be a lack of sympathy in myself if it does not make any great difference to me that she is dead. Life had a great deal to offer her. I think it's terrible that she should have been deprived of it in that cruel way. And I'm ashamed because I do not really care. You have not the courage of your convictions. Life has no value. Blanche Strover didn't commit suicide because I left her, but because she was a foolish and unbalanced woman. But we've talked about her quite enough. She was an entirely unimportant person. Come, and I'll show you my pictures.